Thanks, Brad. Good morning. The National Weather Service is maintaining a hazardous weather outlook for coastal parts of Humboldt County. Minor coastal flooding of low-lying areas of Humboldt Bay, including the King Salmon area, will be possible this morning around high tide. High tide will occur around 11:15 a.m. Forecast says Eureka can't expect rain all week long. We asked Arnie Herskovic of SHN Consulting Engineers and Geologists what's new with the Willits Bypass.
And the project is going through the final stages of permit approval and hopefully will be under construction either later this year or early next year.
The bypass is a 5 to 6 mile loop around the east side of Willits. Herskovic was a guest on the KINS Talk Shop program. If you would like to hear the full interview, it's at KINS1063.com. Sunday morning, just after 10 a.m., Eureka police responded to a residence on the 3000 block of Ice Street regarding reported trespassers had lodged in and vandalized a vacant rental home. The property manager stated that he hadn't been at the residence since the beginning of the month. When he came to check on the residence, he found that the suspects had forced entry, causing significant damage to the door and doorframe. Inside the residence, the suspects had sprayed painted graffiti, including an anarchist symbol. It should be noted that this type of graffiti was located at the very similar circumstances on the 18th, when six suspects who identified themselves as part of the Occupy movement were arrested for vandalism and forcible trespassing. All but one of the suspects, Martin Katz, were released from custody pending further court proceedings. The property manager estimated the total damage to the residence to be over $1,000. EPD says those who own or are in control of vacant residences in the city need to be vigilant and routinely check and secure those properties. Redwood Region Economic Development Commission, REDEC, continues to partner with the County of Humboldt Aviation Division to support and increase convenient and affordable air service in and out of Humboldt County. Representatives from both agencies recently attended the Regional Aviation Association Conference in Memphis to meet with representatives from SkyWest, Horizon, and others to strengthen the partnerships and explore ways to expand and improve air service to and from the Redwood region. More KINS News after this.
Here's Redwood Capital Bank customer C.C. Walker of Praxis Fitness.
I've been a customer of Redwood Capital Bank for 3 years. I love the excellent, friendly service I receive. I've never had a relationship with a financial institution like I do with Redwood Capital Bank. They know me, they know what I need, and they're always there to help. The personal connection I've experienced with Redwood Capital Bank is above and beyond any other financial institution.
We believe in living our values every day.
Redwood Capital Bank. Our interest is you.
St. Joseph's Hospital announced it's reached its $12.5 million fundraising goal for the new northeast tower of the hospital campus. The hospital reached its goal in private donations when a number of significant gifts were donated. The two largest donors to the project were $1 million donated by Jeff Carlson and a $2 million donation from the McLean Foundation. The private funds are being matched by the St. Joseph Health System dollar for dollar, meaning that the $25 million will be used as a down payment on the new facility. The Eureka Chamber of Commerce celebrates business success. A record turnout is expected for the 2012 annual meeting of the members of the Greater Eureka Chamber of Commerce. The event is held each year to celebrate accomplishments and look ahead to the goals and challenges of the upcoming year. Chamber President J. Warren Hockaday says, "Last year was a huge challenge for businesses everywhere. This year, the economic and regulatory obstacles that affect businesses large and small will be formidable. There has never been a time when the need for business people to come together in support of their companies and their employees was greater. The Chamber is the local focal point for that effort and energy." End quote. A celebration of business success will be the focus of the 122nd anniversary of the Eureka Chamber. The annual awards banquet and general membership meeting will take place this Thursday at 5:30 p.m. at the Eureka Elks Lodge, 445 Herrick Avenue. With the KINS of the News, I'm Anthony Mantova.